All right, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie.
I'm Jean.
Okay, so today we're going to just do like a little mini because I'm excited about next week. It's going to be super sad, but I'm not going to tell Jean what it is.
Great.
So it's going to be great. It's going to be sad. It's kind of sad. Well, not kind of. It is. But so this is just going to be kind of like a...
preview?
Not a preview, but just like a fun little... listen to us banter about our ways in life and whatever have you. So yesterday when I was at work, I kept thinking I was going to end up on this ID channel on Snapped. I really did. So my question to you is, say you work in a bank, okay, and I come up to the counter and I touch you. And I start fondling your tattoos on your arms. And I start touching your hair. I look like a fucking weirdo, yeah? Like, that's not okay?
A perfect stranger?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd get stranger danger in that position.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, so, for all the people who do not work in retail, I feel like no one's stated the rules for a retail worker. And just kind of, like, what we like, you know?
Okay.
Just nice little things. So for people who don't know me, I have like super long hair. It goes down to my butt. And people love to come up to me while I'm at work and grab my hair and go the length of my ponytail down to my ass. And they do that whole, oh, wow, your hair's long. Did I ask you? Like, why are you touching me?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday... my hair got touched and groped like 3 times.
Did they wash their hands before?
No, that's just it. I don't even know where you've been.
That's true.
I don't even know where you've been. And you're going to touch me in like a very like, hey, I kind of know you kind of way.
You know, I've known you for a few years and I don't think I've ever pet you.
Yeah, like you don't pet me like I'm an animal on display. And I get where people think because they're like, well, I can't touch the bank teller because there's this counter. And when you go to a retail store, there's fuckers everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like prime time. Let's fucking grope these people.
Yeah.
And I have a sleeve also on my right arm. And this guy comes up to me, grabs my arm and rotates it like he's jerking my hand off, my arm off. And he's like, oh, wow, this is really nice. Who did your work? Who did your work? Shout out to the spider's web. Nicholas Stevens did. But I was like, oh, you know, Nick at the Spider's Web, amazing guy. He does really good work. Did my husband's work, did my work. And he just sat there and groped my arm the entire time. And I was so confused. And it's like, you try to take your arm back, but then they like pull you towards them. And it's like, well, I don't want to get that close.
So then there's that awkward moment.
Where I'm looking at you, like, petrified. And I'm like, what is going on with you?
So why is it that because you have a retail job, people are allowed to just... you don't have personal space now?
No, like, no one believes in the bubble. Like...
I don't think I've ever groped anyone at a retail store because right? I'm afraid of jail. But...
yeah. You know? But, like, if I was to do it to someone else, anybody else at a job that was, like, at their work, they're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on the news. This chick came in and fondled me while I was helping her.
You're going to make that website that everybody laughs at.
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah, here I am standing in the middle of an aisle and everybody's like, well, I'm going to touch her. And, like, don't get me wrong, people, I love my job and I love the people. I do. It's my favorite part of my job is helping people and getting to talk to people, especially cute old people. But why do you have to touch me? Like, we talk about true crime and everything else like that, okay? That is, like, no-goes 101.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't touch people.
Well, we're taught that in preschool. Keep your hands to yourself.
My 5-year-old will tell me to get out of her bubble. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, whoa, bitch, you're creeping up on me.
Hang on.
Back up.
Yeah.
Like, my 5-year-old. So, these are grown people. Usually older people. I've never had a young person do it, because then I feel like I'd want to be like, what did your mama teach you? You don't touch people. Uh-huh. But these people are old. So I'm like, well, shit, you come from a different time.
Yeah. You're allowed because you're an elder.
Yeah.
Kind of situation. But, I mean, well, does it go on that same premise of when us lovely mothers are with child...
And people and touch your kids. And
then that random stranger
touches your kids. Oh, God, that makes me so mad.
Or they want to feel the baby kicking.
Oh, once God.
Once in a while, you have a polite one that's been in those shoes that will ask, may I touch you?
Right.
Which is appropriate. But, no, I would safe to say that we've all had that moment where you're like, why are you touching me?
Well, yeah.
Can you
and
pay
like,
my Netflix bill next? Or, you know.
Yeah. Something. And, like, I won't say what Walmart I work at, but, like, I already work at Walmart. I can't unsee the things I see in a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you see some shifty, scary shit.
Well.
You do.
Yeah.
You see some things. I've seen some things in my days. That, like, damn.
Thank God they're not 24 hours anymore.
Yeah.
Remember the 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I've seen some things in my days that are not happy.
Yeah.
But I've never gone up to somebody and just started fondling you.
No, I don't think I have ever. And like I said, in all the years that I've known you, I've never pet you or... And you do have beautiful artwork.
I do.
Absolutely beautiful job on your sleeve. And your other tattoos, thank God they're not... I mean, what about your ass tattoo?
Right, my little tramp stamp. Now everybody knows I have a tramp stamp.
You're the one that labeled it. I said it was on your ass.
Everybody, on my ass.
Which I don't know. She might have a tattoo on her ass.
I don't. Maybe one day. Maybe when I'm old, I'll just get someone that says, like, kiss it on my ass or something cute.
Or a stop sign.
Right.
That's cute. Know.
But yeah, I don't know. And like yesterday,
unwanted groping.
Yeah, yesterday was like a super chill day. It was weird because it was super chilled because I always get excited when I know we're going to do this. Like I always get excited like a little kid. It's like Christmas.
Well, good.
So I'm sitting there thinking and I'm listening to my murder podcasts and not mine. Whoa, sounded a little cocky. Not mine, but a murder podcast.
On your playlist.
Yeah, I think I'm listening to Crime Junkie right now. And so far I dig it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so far, I dig it. I'm all caught up on all my other stuff, so now I'm down to waiting for their weeklies, and it's like torture, waiting for them to do it. It's like torture. I just get so impatient. Ooh, or listen to the Murder Squad. That's another one I started
Murder
with
Squad.
Paul Holes.
I thought that was a movie.
No, dude, it's a podcast with Paul Holes, and he is an amazing man. Like, if I ever got to meet him, I would be in heaven. Like cloud nine for sure.
He's your celeb crush?
Not even a crush. He's just so... He's the one who caught the Golden State Killer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. With finding evidence and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who did the DNA thing. He's the one who was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. So the man's amazing. And Golden State, since everybody... People have asked me now. My favorite... Killer.
Yeah.
Not my favorite killer, my favorite mind, I should say, would be the Golden States.
Now,
I like him.
Is there a conspiracy or why am I thinking that Golden State is associated with the Zodiac Killer? Or is that just because they were both in Cali?
That's just because they're both in Cali.
Okay.
They're so different. There's no D'Angelo's different. Conversation. Yeah. And the reason why D'Angelo. Fascinates the hell out of me.
And that's the Golden State?
Yeah, killer? That's the Golden State. But the reason why he's my favorite is because this dude had books, movies written about him and his crimes. Yeah. And he just up and stopped. He was just like, today's the last day. Like, this chick's the last chick. I gotta go.
He was done.
Yeah, just quit. Even BTK had a moment where he had to come back for the fame. You know what I mean? He couldn't stay dead for silent for long. He had to come back and claim his fame.
Yeah.
But the Golden State was just like, you know what? No. I'm done. Like, I'm good. That was a good run. That was awesome. And he just fascinates the hell out of me because then you sit there and you watch all these like 2020s datelines when they're like, the Golden State, it's not over. We're going to catch this fucker. And he's sitting there in his living room, and he with that smirk, like, I picture it, like, a smirk on his face. Like
popcorn?
Yeah. And he's like, really, bitch? You think so?
Uh-huh.
No, you're not. Like, you're not going to get me.
Uh-huh.
So that, to me, is just fascinating. Like, I want to know what he thought about while watching all those things. You know what I mean? Like, was he mad? Was he like, oh, no, y'all fucked that up. That's all wrong.
Uh-huh.
Or is he like, well, you guys embellished a little bit, but like, thank you. For drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you could dive into a lot of those, you know, I'm sure he's made a few psych journals or, you know.
But that's just it. Did he? And like, Paul Holes went into this dude's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk about a dream. Like, oh my God. God, that is a dream of mine. That would be the most amazing thing ever to get to see where this dude lived.
And you see a lot of people, or you see a lot on a person based on their house.
Yeah, like where they live.
How they're living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I want to know if he had, like, little pet peeves. Like, you know how, like, you can't wear shoes in my house or else I freak out?
Well, I wear shoes, but...
She does wear shoes, and it drives me fucking nuts,
well,
just so everybody
knows.
Well, you never
told me that.
Everybody knows. Don't let her sit here and play.
All right,
everybody knows.
Wear your flip-flops to her house so you can flip them
off. I'm super anal about my rug, but like...
What if I vacuum on my way through?
Just give everybody that option now.
Yeah.
You can wear shoes if you vacuum.
You'll have one of those cool Dysons that plays on the wall.
I want one of those little robots, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
The little Roombas or whatever.
They have those in lawnmower things. I saw it at the fair.
Yeah.
It's a Roomba for your lawn.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
The shit we can do. WALL-E, here we come. That movie is so real.
Yeah.
Firm believer in it. Obviously, I'm a mom. Watched WALL-E.
Well,
actually, I bought WALL-E before Maze was even born.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a good show. It talks about climate change. We're getting off topic.
Anyway.
So we were talking about being in the home.
Yeah.
He was in this guy's home.
Yeah. So that's just amazing to me. But he's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
He really is. Not
just
him as a person.
Mind.
Yeah, his mind. And that's, I hope everybody realizes that. Because sometimes I sit there and I think, I'm like, wow, these people think that I'm like, oh my God. Ted Bundy, number one.
Well, you're not trying
but I'm
to
not. I'm like Ted Bundy's mind,
it's
number
just
one.
Curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to know what they all think and what makes you tick as the killer. And not even them, because really, my number two kind of is my number one, only because he looks like a big giant teddy bear and everybody said he was, except for obviously when he was out killing people, which is Mr. Ed Kemper.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah, on Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And if anybody hasn't watched Mindhunter on Netflix, which is obviously Jean. People, I'm telling you, she doesn't listen. Like, I tell this girl to do so much and she don't do shit.
You gotta make me a list.
Oh, see. We gotta prioritize
Jean. Join the ranks.
But yeah, dude, Mindhunter is amazing. I think the greatest part on that, besides Ed Kemper, was when they brought Manson in.
Yeah.
Because they found a really, really small dude to come play Manson, because Manson was super short.
Yeah.
And, like, this dude, if he doesn't make money off of being, like, a Manson lookalike, dude's in the wrong business.
Well, is Manson still alive? Is he still
No,
still
bro,
alive?
He died.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. You don't even know Manson died?
No, I look at recipes and shit on Facebook.
Oh my God.
And then I
no,
look at recipes
bro.
And we discuss, and that sounds wrong on so many levels.
And since we're doing this after an Idaho Falls show on TV too, oh my God, to the people who watched last night, Jean did not. Don't expect that to happen. She didn't.
I did.
And my little brother caught the last couple minutes with me, but... it was, someone you thought you know or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, is that what it was?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, about the evils in Idaho or Falls or whatever, when this little, he's not even a little kid, but, dude, I know this crime, okay? When it happened, I looked into it, the whole spiel, I was obsessed, whatever. As I'm watching this kid's police interview and everything else, he is so good at manipulating people. I forgot he did it.
Wow.
Like, I was watching him and I'm like, oh my God, he is sweet as apple pie.
Yeah.
Like, when they first talked to him, I'm like, wow. And then they're like, oh, he did it. And I sat there for a second and I was like,
Are you sure?
shit. Oh my God, he did. Like, I was taken back by it. And my little brother comes up the stairs at the same time. And he's like, oh, one of those killer shows. And I'm like, no, dude, this is the one from Idaho Falls. So we start watching it.
Yeah.
Because the kid looked familiar to me. Not the kid, but he looks like someone I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it what they did a really good job. And that story is so more, there's so much more to it than they put out in the news here.
Oh, really?
And the guy from East Idaho News, what's his name?
Oh, the Nate guy?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was
Sorry.
on it.
Nate Eaton, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's right. He did a really good job. And IFPD looked really good.
Yeah.
They did a really, really good job. That lady's story is super sad, dude. I guess she just had a bunch of dudes dying on her all the time, this poor lady. Her friends seem like a really nice lady, though. Big sweetheart. Her best friend was on there. The one who didn't, she didn't find her, but she's the one who went into her house and smelt her, I guess I should say.
Oh, wow.
Because she was there for 2 weeks, and the cops said when they got in, dude, that they couldn't even tell if it was a
The
male or a
gender.
female or what even
I guess I
happened.
didn't realize the bodies decompose that fast.
Well, yeah, dude, this is back in July.
Oh.
July, bro.
Yeah, we get into the hundreds sometimes. Idaho's crazy a little bit.
Dude, I love it when they talk about Idaho because they're always like this small, quaint town.
Yeah.
And it's like, aw, cute. I don't think we are, but I mean,
I've heard
I'm
Idaho
born and
Falls
raised.
referred as the biggest small town, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Because
something like that.
we have major city
And then they bring up
amenities.
Ammon too, and they're like, in the little offside city of Ammon is where
Yeah.
this crime happened. In Ammon, Idaho.
Yeah.
And they look at make it look like we're straight in the mountains, dude. Like we're like I know we are, people calm the hell
Yeah,
down, but
we're kind of in a bowl here.
we
We're
are.
surrounded.
If you've ever come from Washington and watched yourself drive into a bowl, it's a trip. It's a
Here
trip.
we
Because you
go.
literally see yourself driving into a bowl, and it's pretty awesome. But yeah, back to what we started with. Just remember, people out in the world, when you're doing your grocery shopping or whatever, say what's up. Be nice. Just don't touch. Respect the bubble.
So don't grope
No,
your
ask
friendly
first.
retail workers.
Yeah, ask first. Like, if you want to look at it and be like, oh, can I check your arm out? Yeah,
Yeah.
I hand you my arm. You know what I mean? I'm a willing victim at that point in time. But
It's that
just don't
unspoken
touch me.
consent that happens right at that moment. Well, yeah, I don't think I've and I worked retail for a minute and I was never
Dude,
groped,
retail's
but
amazing if you have the love for it. There are people that go to work and that are miserable and they don't have a good time, but if you find the joy in it and you enjoy the people, it's awesome. Like, I love my job. I'm not even saying that because I'm being recorded. Haha. But I really do. Like, it makes my day when I get to sit there and bullshit with the sweet little old lady because people don't understand that don't know me, but how I am on here is how I am in everyday life,
yeah.
okay? I'm not acting different because we're doing a podcast. I wanted to do it because I wanted to be me and show who I am. And that's why this episode kind of is a cute little get to know us because really the way we're talking right now is how a normal conversation goes. Oh, by the way, we're at Jean's house. Ooh, we
Hey.
switched locations
Yeah,
on
thank God they
you.
can't see my office.
Yeah, we're in the office. All professional like, but
Well,
this is just us, and I just want people to see that side of us too. That, like, no matter where I am, I cannot go like 5 minutes without being drawn off topic and going and talking about a killer. Like, and it's weird because I've literally been like this since I was like five. This is my jam. It's
Well,
what
and
I do.
it's funny because I think it would be safe for me to say I don't believe you would have that capacity in you
Oh, to
to
like
do.
murder someone?
Well,
Oh
yeah.
my
I
God, we're
mean,
being
it's just
recorded.
it's
No.
no.
No. Never. I know. But no, for real, I wouldn't. Only because I understand it affects more than that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not just killing you. You know what I mean? I'm killing your mama, your sister, your dad, your brothers, your whole family damn tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I see the bigger picture of life.
Well, like, and then the loss when you're in prison now for the 25 years to life.
Yeah, shit. And then I still gotta go to jail. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't look good in orange. I really don't.
No?
No, I'm not a big fan. I'm too white. But it's just weird. I don't know. It's just, I really know. But
I have a question for the first topic, though.
What?
So if you're in that situation being groped at work,
mm-hmm.
and you defend yourself.
Whoa, I wouldn't call it. I'm not getting, like, sexually harassed.
Well, no, but someone literally grabbed your arm to look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. And he literally was, like, stroking my arm like you would stroke a penis. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I sat there and I was like, nothing comes out the tip. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to stroke so much.
No,
like,
I'm good now. This is
a few quick, like, go-overs. And, like, I don't know if people touch it because they're just like, ah, is this bitch really crafty and she draws her artwork on every morning? Like, no. Dude, I wake up at fucking 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
and
no.
And start your makeup on your arm.
Yeah, right? And I just start doodling. But I don't know. Like, people have always, and I've worked retail for a very, 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 very long time.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started working retail, I didn't have my sleeve. I only had my other ones. And
did they still hit you?
No.
Oh.
And when I first got my sleeve done, it was more the wrist up and then, like, the outline, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It took a while to get to where it is. Only, like, it's really not even that close to being done. But anyway, people started touching me, like, right off the bat. So I kind of got used to it. But there's just days where I'm like, it's when the people stop me and yank me backward. Where I do almost like a cute little circle for you because you, like, whip me around. Those are the ones where I'm like, whoa, bro, whoa. I'm going to pull out the mom move again, like Emperor's New Groove when he's like, I'm no touchy.
Yeah.
Don't touchy me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
match it to your name tag.
Yeah. Like, I just want to put on the bottom, like, yes, my hair is real. Yes, my arm is real. Please don't touch me.
Yeah. Or ask before you touch.
Yeah. Like, there, the little signs, it's like, don't feed animals.
Get yourself a rib sticker. Ask before you touch.
Yeah. You just don't touch me. Like, and I have no problem with it because people in my, like, chicks that I work with, dude, they all love to touch my hair and, like, play with my hair. And Andrea, who was going to do the podcast before, she braids my hair. She's, like, the braider of Walmart. She braids my hair for me. And so people, like, I let you touch it. I'm cool with it. Like, just ask a bitch. Don't throw me off.
Does it bother you, the gender, if it's a man or a woman?
No, I don't care. Because, like, my artwork is beautiful and I'm cocky and I love my hair. So, like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But just ask. Like, I'm not, like, I'm cool. And, like, I bullshit with people just the same way, like, we're talking now. And so, like, I'm chill with it, but just ask. No one should ever be like, I can touch that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That should never be a thought in your mind where you're like, nah, I can touch you. And I can't.
Especially non-family or friends or...
Yeah.
That's completely different. That's... Huh. And so you're not allowed to say anything or defend yourself if necessary?
Well, it's never gotten to the point that I've had to, like, ever, like, defend myself. I'm good at getting out of awkward situations. Yeah. And, like, making a joke about it and being like, ha, you're a creep. And people always just laugh with me because I laugh when I say it.
Yeah.
So they're like, But I don't know, dude. People always feel like they can't. I don't know if I just give off that vibe that it's like, nope, all goes. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You know, and I love tattoos. I don't believe I have ever. And I went to Sturgis a few times.
Just touch someone?
I didn't go and let me see your arm.
Right.
on.
And like when they pull up my sleeve for me to like see the top of it, I'm like, wow, you're undressing me. Whoa. Yeah. We are going to get nice and fresh.
You got to buy me dinner first.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like when the store first opens, so it's like 6 a.m. And I'm like, damn, dude, like who just wakes up and is like, I'm going to be touching folks today. And they're like, they don't even do it creepy. They're not creeps about it. It's just weird. People just overstay their hand movements. Like, well,
maybe you put off sweetheart vibes.
Do a stroke and go. You know what I mean?
They feel comfortable enough feel it to and come. Go. Yep, yep. Make just sure your hair is real.
Go. Yeah. And my
hair. Do they
hair's...
like pack the end and end up no, smacking that's your the thing, ass though, a little bit? Like, because that's good. That's
they
good.
Follow it right. down. They grab it at like the back, at like the night, at like the fucking rubber band or whatever I have in my hair.
Yeah.
They grab it there and they follow it down to the very, very tip, which ends at my ass. And not above my ass, on my butt cheek.
Yeah.
So like, and then they go, wow. Did you know your hair was so long?
No, shit, like, really? Yeah.
It, like, no way, dude, it is. You're kidding me. And I have a friend that is a hairstylist. Well, I have a whole bunch of them, but they've always said not to wash my hair. Like, washing your hair is bad for your hair, and it is. So I only literally wash my hair, like, every 3-4 days.
Yeah.
I shower cap so that
like
shit.
It's the natural oils and stuff.
Yeah. So sometimes when people touch it, I'm like, you should have asked me first. Because like today's hair washing day.
Yeah. What if it stayed day three?
Like, you don't be touching me. Because now you're going to make me in this awkward situation where I got to like defend myself. And I'm like, nah, fool, I do shower. But like, check it out. I don't wash my hair. And people always ask me, they're like, what's the trick? What's the trick to your hair? I don't wash it.
That still just rings bells for me because I'll tell you what, you don't know what the hell is on people's hair.
Yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah.
What if you have crumbs in your hair afterwards?
Oh, dude, I would be so mad.
Something devastating.
Please note, world, if you do touch my hair, please have non-crumbly, non-Cheeto thing. Oh my God, I would lose my mind.
And ask for.
Oh, or sticky hands.
Sticky hands, yeah, because you're a sticky fan anyways.
Oh, God, no, dude. I don't even let my kids touch me with sticky hands. Like, it puts me in, like, a full-blown panic attack. Stickiness. I don't do it. I don't do it.
You have a few OCD things, but we all do, and that's fine.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
crazy.
We're all a little bit crazy.
I'm crazy but lovable.
Wow. That's why people touch you at work.
No, that's why I get what I get. Jesus. But, like, no, it's not. It doesn't bother me, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm bitching. I just, like... FYI.
Kinda.
You know what I mean?
You used afterwards.
Like, yeah, when you feel like you went to work and just, wow. You know what I mean? I kind of leave for lunch feeling like maybe I shouldn't go back, but I'm just kidding.
You have to switch jobs.
Oh, hell no. I love my job. But, yeah, it's just weird. And I just don't know if people don't know, you know?
I call bullshit on that.
So I'm like, maybe people don't know that it's not chill.
Everybody learns at preschool and kindergarten about the hands.
Well, I don't know what school they went to. You know what I mean? Maybe they didn't do that class, that section. Maybe they were sick that day.
Maybe they stopped teaching it like cursive. I don't know.
Maybe, dude. I'm just saying, like, it's cool if you do. Just ask, you know? It is real. They are real. Like, it is real. You know?
Maybe they think that your tattoo has... because. Now they're doing a bunch of new techniques where it gives it some, you know, texture, different depths.
What?
That kind of stuff with the tattoos. I mean, it's not actual depths, but just the way that it's looking. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So maybe they think that there's texture on your tattoo.
That's kind of like a dumb thing, but maybe I'm not judging.
I don't know.
I don't know. But then I don't know, dude. Like. I love my job and I love walking around and like, I love judging people in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to hear anybody be like, oh, that's horrible.
Everybody
tell me you
judges.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't. I listen to a murder podcast all day long. So as I'm walking by these people, I'm like, yep, you did it for sure. You're gonna do it.
Yeah.
You might not do it. Like I judge people all day long. I have to entertain myself for 8 damn hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like a little, Just a cute little note for everyone to know.
Is there a preview for this coming next podcast that we're doing?
Oh yeah, dude, we're gonna bring the Amish into this.
Oh good.
Nonsense. And we're gonna interview. Oh no, they ain't like coming because okay. I don't think horses and buggies travel that far. But we bounce around to like the good old state of Utah. We go to Utah. Gotta love Utah, which that'll is beautiful. That'll be interesting.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in Utah. So.
Oh, dude, we're gonna stay in Utah for a minute because I got a couple of stories I want to tell you from Utah, and then we're gonna bounce to in Colorado. There's Prison Valley that has the most prisons in the United States, like in one place, like just a bunch ton of prisons. And when they introduce the show on TV, there's this sweet little old lady that says, murders didn't come here until the prisons came here. Like, no shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that down by like,
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it. Okay. I don't want to stay for like 100% sure where, but yeah, we're going to bounce down to Colorado. Is it up to Colorado?
Down.
Yeah. Yep. Down. Down to Colorado. And then Coeur d'Alene. We're going to go up to Coeur d'Alene and then Spokane and Washington and then take a dip to Cali. You know, we're going to dip around to all the killers. There's enough killers that keep me occupied.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that was just my little FYI for today. I'm not sure when this episode will be uploaded because my lovely husband takes care of that nonsense for us now. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. But he does do harvest, so he works like forever.
A madman.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, he'll get around to it. It will be sometime in the week. Yep. But, well, then we'll be back with you guys on Sunday. And we will talk about our story, and I don't want to tip anybody off because you can just Google it and read it for yourself. And then what's the point of listening to me banter on about it?
Because we're great.
That's pretty much what I think. So yeah, follow us on Instagram at @itiswhatitispod19. Join the Facebook page or group, whatever one you choose. Mostly the page though, if you would. At @itiswhatitis. Then you can subscribe to us on YouTube at @itiswhatitis, and then of course Spotify, Archer, all of that good stuff. You can send us an email at itiswhatitispod19@gmail.com, and we'll be back with you guys next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Not this weekend. So see ya.
See ya.